Inner Sight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight with Frank and Pidgey. Inner Sight. This one.
Hey. Inner Sight.
Hey.
You know, I want to tell you, it's the greatest honor, one of the greatest honors of my life.
Hello.
To have you on the show with me.
Are you there?
You know that?
Yeah, we're there.
Oh, I think I'm on the microphone, on the computer. Okay.
Perfectly, though.
Oh, then I don't need my phone. So I missed the intro. I didn't get to do it, Frank.
No, you did it.
We heard
you were a little late, but you did it.
Oh, I was like, can I do it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Inner Sight with Frank and Pidgey on Blood Talk Radio. I
know.
Long All right. Inner Sight, and a great honor to have you with us. We're going to talk tonight about a subject that you picked out, Pidge, how the ADA needs to really be improved. And
yes.
One of the biggest things we need is enforcement.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, yes. This is my first time doing this, guys, whoever's listening. So there is a 718 number on the screen. I don't know if that's a caller or if that's one of you guys.
No, it's a caller.
A caller.
That is, and I'm going to introduce you to him. His name is Anthony. He's from
Wait a minute. We're not ready to take a call yet.
I'm learning the board.
Get into the show a little bit, and then we'll be happy to take calls.
Absolutely.
Well, since the title was your idea, Pidge, darling, why don't you start off and say what you want to say?
All right. Well, I grew up in the 60s where there were no curb cuts, hardly any ramps. And lots of the ADA did not even exist. Now the ADA, which is the Americans with Disabilities Act, has been enforced. Things have gotten better, but there's still a long way to go, and it would be very interesting for people to call in also during this show. If I can give... Is that the 213 number for call-ins?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 213-816-1650. This is a really good topic because there has to be a lot more improvement to make the Americans with Disabilities Act 100%.
Yeah.
Not 100%.
Before we open up the phones officially, Pidge, what would you like to see in by way of enforcement with the ADA?
Well, I think people should be like ticketed or incite, you know, they should be cited. I went to a store in my town a few years ago, and it has not changed. There was one step in, and I said, "Why don't you have a ramp?" And he said, "Well, I'll bring you whatever you want." And I'm like, "Well, what am I, a dog? You know?"
Yeah.
So
I'd like to see the every agency have an ADA fund, you know, to make these things happen, along with enforcement, and get the government to put up half the money that it takes to renovate and to fix things so they are accessible. You know, that's really what we need. We need money behind this Americans with Disability Act. There's no money, money. Yeah.
Money talks. That's true.
Yeah,
that's
the big thing. When you go to court, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, you know? We are a very rich...
Anyway, you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, we do have a phone call. I'm going to see if I can do this right.
All right.
Yeah.
See?
Sounds
Hi.
Like a phone call
Hi.
From Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah,
Suzanne.
You?
Hi, Pidgey. How are you?
Hi, I'm very
Hi.
Good.
So, let me see. What I wanted to comment on tonight, you know, was how I think the ADA should be changed. I am not really satisfied with the level of enforcement that has been, you know, taken against level of action against these supermarkets with the corral gates that, you know, lock disabled people outside, and then you have to call inside of the supermarket and wait for them to come with a key and open the gate and all that. And, you know, I think it's just an excuse because, like I've said, you know, we know that no one is going to steal the, you know, the shopping carts because what are they going to do with them? It says the name of the supermarket all over it. And besides, you know, what is somebody going to do with it? Even if they did steal it, they're going to put that big thing in their house. I mean, there's probably some people that have trouble affording a shopping cart. But I also think that the ADA should be changed because a lot of things, you know, that are supposed to be put in Braille for blind people to be able to read are not. And there are companies that are supposed to comply with things, and they don't. And you have to keep calling and asking for it. And it's like, because it's not a common request, they don't cater to it at all. They, you know, I mean, they're supposed to, but they just let the blind person receive their bills in print. And if you're not going to make a big issue out of it, they're not going to, you know, make sure that it's sent to you in Braille. And I also think that, you know, they should make some changes to the ADA when it comes to the requirements for home care. I think that, you know, home care agencies should be required to take you in and give you time to, you know, find another agency before they, you know, discharge your case because you've made a complaint and things like that. And there also comes a point where if you, you know, have had problems with other agencies, they can block you from, you know, joining their agency. And, you know, it can happen so much to you because they all follow after each other that you'll have to, you know, call the state and they'll have to, you know, call their lawyers and argue with them to get them to unblock you. Meanwhile, you're in the hospital or you're being neglected or you're a sickly, disabled, you know, elderly person or a bedbound person or a person with cancer and suffering in America and being neglected without care just because, you know, you made complaints against their AIDS and things like that, and they don't want to deal with it. And I think that should be against federal law, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have brought up some very good points. First of all, a lot of people, a lot of disabilities are different. I have a pretty severe physical disability, and I'm aging now. I am like a senior citizen. I am a senior citizen. I have delicate skin. I have to be moved very gently. Also, I feel like I can't stand when an agency says, this is a difficult case. I mean, you can't judge, you know, each person.
They're a difficult case.
Right, right. And the other issue this gentleman brought up, yes, many people with disabilities are afraid to complain for fear of being, like, blacklisted.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a... I have a case going on in New York City against the Accessoride. I was on my way with another blind woman, a good friend of mine, to help a third blind person in a nursing home. And they wouldn't let me on the damn bus with my guide dog. Now, this is going back 5 years. It's been going on. It's been they try to dismiss it numerous times. Fortunately, we had a judge who wouldn't let them. It's still going on, and now it's in arbitration, and they're playing it down so much that, you know, that they're calling it an isolated incident. I mean,
oh,
it's horrible. What good is this law? It doesn't protect you.
Yeah, and, you know, they're the MTA, and they have big lawyers, and as far as the home care agencies, every case is a difficult case to them, and that's how they make excuses with it, because they, you know, want to make it seem like they're doing, you know, an extreme job that, you know, is unbearable for everyone else in society. So they should have pity to, you know, and people should understand that we cannot expect that kind of quality of care. And, you know, we're patients.
It should be enforcement.
Right.
They get in trouble if they do this to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get away with it.
There should be, right, and there's not, you know, and, you know, lots of times they, you know, just kind of get around the ADA by providing a reasonable accommodation, and, I mean, that works, I guess, you know, in some circumstances, because they'll say that they can't make accommodations and things like that. But, you know, the things that they do to make accommodations are so simplistic. And when it breaks, then, you know, it means that you don't get in, like a doorbell. You know, they'll take forever to put that in. And then, you know, it won't be like, you know, electronic doors where if they break, you know, that's how everyone gets in the supermarket. That'll get fixed right away, and they're made with better quality and better contractors and things like that. This reasonable accommodation stuff that they put is just like something to shut the mouths of disabled people, you know, so we'll quit complaining. But honestly and truly, they don't really care in a lot of circumstances, because they'll just ignore it. If you are, for example, the only person in a wheelchair in your neighborhood, then they'll provide that reasonable accommodation if they have to, because they can't get away with it. But, you know, it'll take forever because they really don't care about you going to the supermarket. They'll figure, oh, well, you know, they have an aide, and the aide could go to the supermarket, and whatever they do, and, you know, they could just order online, or however, you know, they get around life is how they get around it, and that's how, you know, they expect us to live, and they, oh, well, it's not our concern or our problem. You know, the New York City Commission on Human Rights had a big lawsuit against, I think it was, ANP when they were in business, you know, for the Corral Gates, and it really didn't have much of an effect on any other, you know, supermarket in the city. And, you know, I mean, you could go to any supermarket of any name brand you want and still find the Corral Gates there. And you could even find in...
it's all right if you're a horse.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And you could even find until relatively recently, Wendy's had those metal strips, you know, around the doors that people had to, you know, struggle to get over, you know, to fix, to you know, get in the restaurant. And, you know, because a woman made an issue out of her local Wendy's being that way, then they agreed to make all the Wendy's accessible. So they were just kind of scooting by with their half-ass, you know, job kind of, you know, slide in and scoot in and, you know, just kind of get by, and, you know, they would not mount things properly 100%. It was sloppy construction. And, you know, you'll
all
find
over the country, not just
yeah,
in New York, it's all over the country.
You'll find these one steps that, you know, the New York City Commission on Human Rights won't want to take up because they want, you know, big cases for publicity of big buildings that have a lot of steps so, you know, they can get attention for it and, you know, things like that. And, you know, they'll only be interested in it if it's like a, you know, maybe a government agency
yeah.
or something.
Pitch, are you there?
Yeah. I'm waiting.
You know, that...
hold on, Anthony. We met with our congressman. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. Haven't heard yet. But, you know, he yesed us to death. And I don't know what... You know, we talked with him specifically about how the guide dog schools are not covered by the ADA. But, Pidge, what do you think is the approach here? I mean, how do you get through to these people?
Well, you know, make friends with people in the media.
Yeah, that's very important.
Like the news, media, radio programs, like this, you know, call it a camera. Just, it's like they're human interest stories. I believe that we have a right to participate fully in society, fully, not ordering food and, you know, if we want to go to a grocery store, we have it at home, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Pidge, you know, the thing about the news is that, you know, you can only call them so many times. They're, you know, I mean, and the news editors are only going to pick up your story so many times. I mean, they have so many people that call them, and there's so much, you know, human interest in so many different stories. And in other stories, they're not going to, you know, just keep focusing on, you know, disability rights issues and things like that. That's why, you know, shows like InnerSight and our organizations that, you know, cater to these kind of agendas are, you know, important to have because, you know, we're dedicated to this and we're concerned about it and this is what we're here for, you know.
You really have to have money to mount a campaign to really get the word out there, you
mm-hmm.
know, that we're being violated and the taxpayers are being overly burdened with this too.
You got to have big lawyers, you know. And what about, you know, I always think it's very unfair, you know, that when you roll your chair down the streets that, you know, the sidewalks are so uneven and broken and there's like a big lump that you have to get your chair over, you know, on a lot of these sidewalks. Now, you couldn't do that safely. And what about the, you know, without the help of somebody? And what about, you know, when you go to these restaurants and they have these, I mean, I'm not expecting perfection. Maybe they can't make it better. I don't know. Or a lot of times, like I said, it's cheap construction that they get away with to say that, you know, we did a half a job to try to comply with the ADA and nobody's going to complain about it. So who knows and who cares? Because we're never going to have any disabled customers anyway if they can't get any requests. There's only one person, you know. And then what happens is a disabled person can't get in the restaurant independently and they would have to depend on an aide because somebody has to push you up the hill because there's no way that you could have a chair, you know, to try to push over that lump because your chair could go right down, you know, and tip over because it's
dangerous.
Pulling too much on the chair. Yeah, and you know, these are
Pidge,
the types
have
of
you
things
had
that,
any experiences like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I usually bring it to the attention of the owner or the manager, usually the owner. If it's a restaurant chain, maybe I'll write a letter or call corporate. Of course it will happen. Yeah. But the issue is, you know,
but Pidge,
we could go on and on for an hour, but we have to try to find solutions. People that are in politics that maybe are running, you know, when it's a time for election, to go to the rallies and pose a question, ask them what their platform would be for things like this.
All right, this is Inner Sight, and my special guest tonight, guest host, is Pidgey. We've known each other for many, many years, and you want to talk about the album?
It's up to you.
I'd love to hear about this. Thank you, Anthony. Well, let's clear
you're
the
welcome.
Board.
Okay.
Are there any other phone calls?
Thank you for your call. Not right now. Thank you, Anthony. Okay.
All right. Why don't I do a couple of recognize a few people, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the album you're doing.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Inner Sight, I want to thank the Big East Takeda Rescue for their help and believing in the fact that blind people can train their own dogs. So thank you so much, Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, Toms River, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their $2,000 donation. We're trying to find a business that would match that donation. You know, we'd be happy to give you all the publicity we can, including contacting the newspapers who gave us the write-up. Especially if you have a local business here in Suffolk County, we can promote it. So if you want to match the donation and help us keep this fight going, call our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And we remind you, as we do every night, to take care of all the beautiful children of the world, some of whom have passed away, Avante and Corey Foster, Little Tommy. Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of the kids, and little baby royalty. So we remember them. We honor them. And remind people, go an extra mile for a child. All right?
That's right.
Hey, Pidge, do you read Able News?
I haven't, but I do. I haven't read the most recent.
Yeah.
All
right.
I used to work for Angela. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I want you to do a quick Able News commercial.
Able News, the newspaper for and about people with disabilities. It's a great, great newspaper. It is awesome.
Get it for
and
free.
Is there a website? What's the website?
Online. Yeah, ablenews.com, isn't it?
Yep. There it is.
Uh-huh. And you'll see a little ad in there about Inner Sight, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been around for quite a few decades, actually.
Yeah. 20 years. It goes tagging with the ADA. She made it after her mom, well, we had spoken to her, after her mom was in a nursing home, and she was not happy with the whole situation. So she is really very involved and very vested in the nursing home issue. So I won't doubt once we are ready, we could give her that story.
Frank, do you
all
remember?
Right.
Frank, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you remember
what?
Our first episode, Angela was there on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Right.
We were at WGBC.
And by the way, thinking back like that, I want to remember our great brother and friend Brian Cruz.
Oh yeah,
who was with us on that show and did the sports. Never forget Brian and his personality.
Sports,
no. What a personality!
The sports, beautiful show. Yep, on Wheelchair Sports. He was great and a great friend. And we miss him.
I miss him all the time. So
I didn't know what I knew of him was a beautiful person. He, I think, fought for you if you were in a situation, and I felt that camaraderie with him. And I said to myself, I'm going to promise him and myself, this is before he passed, that I'm going to work on the nursing home issue. And let me say, I promised Frank this too. I said, listen, I'm going to go to the bitter end on it until I'm actually in front of talking with Congress about this, because this is ruthlessly cruel. I mean, they railroaded my mom into a home. I can never forget. And I'm never going to, now these programs, money follows the person and nursing home transition and waiver program. And I'm naming them. The TBI program, which I qualify for, they're insufficient because I asked her the other day, and I'm going to say what she said. She said, well, I can't guarantee that you won't go in a nursing home. I was like, first my mouth was open. And then
send me to somebody who will.
You should have said, well, I can guarantee that I won't go in.
I said, No, I agree with you on that. Totally. Yeah. Oh,
I want to remind people, if you need dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal, Nobody Starves on Long Island is the program. The guy who runs it, good buddy of mine. Gary, 631-484-3085. So let him know if you're disabled and you have trouble picking up the food, let him know. He's been known to deliver it.
That's great.
All right, In a Sight with Frank and Pidgey. I love it, man.
213-1652. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did I give the right?
What?
Did I give the call number 213-816-1650? Is that correct?
That's it. You got it. You got it.
Give us a call. Join.
You're in the studio, a recording studio.
Yes.
A couple of nights a week.
I will throw them a plug. Horizon Music Group in West Haven, Connecticut. Producer and owner Vic Steffens, who was producer of the year last year and was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I am recording a full-length album, and it's amazing, and I have a lot of musicians on it that are well-known. Liberty DeVito, he's a drummer for Billy Joel, and now he has a group in New York City. Al Ferrante, who used to be Cyndi Lauper's guitar player, and I believe Edgar Winters. Scott Spray, who is Edgar Winter and Johnny Winter's bass player, and Bobby Torello, who was Johnny Winter's drummer as well. So it's a big thing. And I'm telling my story, and I'm doing originals and one cover. Ronnie Rifkin is my keyboard player. I was played with the Allman Brothers. And these guys are amazing. And Christine Allman, who is the Saturday Night Live lead singer and has her own group, Rebel Montez. She's amazing. She is my vocal and music teacher and coach, and she is the reason that I am making this album. And she has graced me with being doing some backup tracks, and it's been amazing. And it really is.
When do you think the album will be finished? Any time frame?
I'm hoping for mid or end October. Yep. We have 5 more songs to do. We have 7 just about done. A couple of touches here and there. Has to be mixed. And, you know, people buy an album or they download and they don't even know what goes into it. Like little pieces of everything. Like, you know, you think, oh, yeah. But it's not, there's a lot of work that goes into it. But I love it. I absolutely love it. So, and,
well, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm starting doing, you know, the podcast. So I was going to, I told Frank, and then I told the woman at Helen Keller National Center. She said she was interested, so I am not going to pass go with that. I'm going to definitely talk to her about getting more, like, say, a mixer board and maybe more stuff. Even, you know, I have a lot of stuff, but I need more so I can be able to help Frank even more, you know, with a studio setup. So if she's going to do that, I'm going to be using it gladly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because they have voice over things on backstage, and I've been looking at them, and I'm going, you know, I could do that. You know.
There is a Skype person, I believe. Is that the
111?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Should we do it, or what do we do?
Frank?
What? What's up?
But there's a Skype person that's unknown. You usually give
Skype, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, anybody calling in now, keep it clean. All right? None of that stupid stuff.
Well, I can
get ready.
You
got
to be ready to boot them off. Who's
the
engineer here?
Me.
All right. So, engineer, you got to be alert here.
Okay.
All
here
right.
We go.
Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live.
Hello, caller. You're on Inner Sight Live? Hello, you're on the air.
Might not want to talk, so just let the
person. All right.
Yeah, just put them on blue. Back again.
Talking tonight about how the ADA certainly has to be improved, and all the experiences that millions of us have had, and this being National Guide Dog Month. Thousands and thousands of people will be denied guide dogs this month alone. The Americans with Disability Act will do absolutely nothing to protect those people. What do you think of that, Pidge?
I am appalled. I didn't even know that was an issue. Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
He's 100% serious. He denied me a new application. Multiple disabilities, and then they sent me a response to my application saying no, right? And then he sends me about 2 weeks later something to donate to the same program that I was denied for. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then 2 years, not. Yeah, 2 years later, I said, Frank, I'm going to call again. I want to see. I have a feeling, a gut feeling, that that whole thing was wrong. So I called them back, and this woman said to me, she's in the department that assigns a trainer and sets up and configures, I guess, you staying there or not staying there or something like that. and I spoke with her. She goes, oh, we've always had that program. And now mm-hmm. I get real fired. I call Frank and I tell him, you know, and he's like, I totally expected them to be cruel or whatever he said. I totally expected yeah. that. Why? You know.
Why there should be a law.
Yeah. Hey, we have another caller from Suffolk County.
All right.
631 area code. I'm going to take.
All right.
One second.
Inner Sight.
Welcome to Inner Sight. You are on the air. Whoops. They dropped the call. Oh, well.
You didn't want. When you see the question mark, then you could actually, you know, do that.
There was no question mark.
Maybe they didn't have a question.
Maybe.
Yeah, they. That person.
Oh,
all right.
I see.
You
got to
sort of.
Yeah. And Pidgey is learning about internet radio tonight.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Much more, you know, often, you know, opinions in, and if you think of something.
And the engineer is talking too much.
I'm not.
Let the guest co-host talk.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right,
in
a site.
But I was appropriate.
Try to get the congressmen and the politicians to understand what we go through. That's a big thing, and to modify these laws, and to give us teeth in the law and enforcement. You know. I believe a lot of this stuff that we go through should be made criminal. You know, I'm a great believer that people are being violated, that people should actually, some people should even be arrested. What's your opinion on that, Pitch?
It depends on, you know, what the neglect is a crime, violation is a crime, violence is a crime, and assault. Even verbal assault, that's a crime, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was going to say...
Yeah, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
We deserve to be protected.
Oh, yeah. They have the Disabled Persons Protection Commission, but years ago, I had a PCA... get very loud and verbally abusive with me. And my husband actually threw her out of the house to get the hell out. And I called the Disabled Persons Protection Commission, and they said, well, do you have any bruises? Or I was like, does it have to get that bad? They didn't do anything, nothing.
Where did this happen?
In my house.
Oh,
your house?
Yeah.
I mean, they came to visit you and
No. A PCA. It was a PCA that I hired. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know if they have evolved since then. This is about 6-7 years ago. But they went... They didn't do anything for me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Nanny cams are good. You know,
if you need if you need a civil rights lawyer, call 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde, who is a disabled lawyer, an ADA lawyer. So keep the number handy, 516-783-9662. Yeah.
You know what they used to do a long time ago? They used to do things like sensitivity sessions. Like you would have people maybe sit in a wheelchair for an hour, giving them a place to go, a task, blindfold another person. Then they would kind of get a little bit of experience with what people with disabilities go through. They were called sensitivity sessions, but I haven't really heard of that anymore. But, you know, to be in your shoes for a little while and to raise awareness, that's a big help, too.
You think that helped, or did it make it worse?
I think people got to see what it's like a little bit. Some people get really nervous because it was like, wow. I think it helps for people to be more empathetic. You know, like...
All right, well, that... Yeah, I don't think it can hurt, but I think
right,
we need a lot more than that. You know, we need enforcement, because just to say, you know, now you got to sit here in the wheelchair, now you know how I feel a little bit, you know, that's good.
Yeah.
But when you get out there in the world, you want to be protected, you want help, you want to, you know, you shouldn't have to deal with corral gates around a food store. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep.
So Inner Sight is, you know, the thing that bothers me, we have over 100,000 listeners, and none of these agencies for the disabled have come forward to help us, you know, to even to the point where they would do it on their days off if they can't, they're not allowed to do
mm-hmm.
things on the job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
None of them have come forward to say, hey, you know, we'll help you raise some money. We'll help you get the word out. We'll do this. We'll do that, you know. I think that's a serious problem, that the agencies don't respond in that way, and that the ADA doesn't address that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that in Boston they have a lot of, there is a definite presence of people with disabilities. We have Disability Pride March, Pride Days. I don't know if they've had one recently, but they do a lot of things like that. The State House is right in Boston, so if there's something to, you know, protest. I was in a protest at the State House because now they pay overtime for PCAs, which is good, but they wanted to limit people to 40 hours a week, which isn't good.
That's
because then you have to have so many people touching your body. But we won. We negotiated. And people could work up to 50 hours. And if they need to work more, they just have to get a, you know, prior approval from the Medicaid program here. So, you know, the thing with New York is the capital or the State House is in Albany. So it's hard to get up there. But in Massachusetts, Boston is where the capital of the State House is. And many people with disabilities live right there, you know.
I think we need a law definitely passed where no one could interfere with your disability money, no matter what. You know, because every which way you turn, you got to be cautious and careful.
Right.
You know,
right.
they're gonna cut my check, you know,
I know. It's a big fear.
That would be a no brainer.
Well, they're cutting their own throats because a lot of people with disabilities have a lot to offer in the workplace, and if they're worried about getting their checks cut, you know, they don't want to go to work, and they really have a lot to contribute. It's hard to, you know, contribute if you're afraid. You know, I agree. I definitely agree.
Don't Don't you think that the ADA should have addressed everything about people being disabled? I do. I really believe that. It should have covered all these things that we talk about.
Yeah, they just did the structural things. That's a good point.
I mean, there's so much that was left out. You know, a person goes into a nursing home, and everybody knows and everybody talks about how the aides have to take care of 40, 50, 60 people, one aide, you know. The person, it should have been in the Americans with Disability Act that person have their home, their personal aide with them if they have to go into a nursing home. So they wouldn't be so neglected.
Right.
The ADA doesn't do a thing about that.
The average lifespan in a nursing home is 3 months.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
It is.
3 months?
I used to work for an independent living center, and that's what they said. We did a whole thing about it.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. That's hard.
Well, the law here in New York says you go into a nursing home, you're going there to die.
Yeah, true.
That's why they take everything away from you, including your money.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. Yep.
And you know you're not protected. You have this ridiculous quality of care, but they don't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people, that's all, but they don't really protect people in there. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And our special guest tonight, Pidgey. And
well, you better get used to me, because I'm coming every Thursday, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you reminded me of that. Pidgey will be on every Thursday now, weekly.
I am so insulted.
Oh, man, something to look forward to.
How could you forget me? You forgot?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You know,
and,
Frank,
proud to have you on.
You know, you discovered me, right? You say that, and it's true.
I did?
You did?
Oh, well, I guess I did, yeah.
Yeah. When
years
I was
ago.
On your cable show.
1990. That was Staten Island, New York.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Where were you?
Yeah. On the show when I first started out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you came in and we had that was a great show. You still have a copy of that, huh?
Yes, I do. Yep.
We should put that. We got to put that up on YouTube.
I have to get it on. I have it on VHS, though. I have to transfer it to like a DVD or something.
Put it up on YouTube. Let the world see it.
And Frank used to sing a song. I played piano for him a little bit.
I wish I could play piano.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we went into radio, and they even wrote us up in the Daily News. Remember that?
Oh, we were in the
Daily
News. Yeah.
Do you still have that article?
I still have it. It's in Florida right now, but I have it down in Florida. I'm up in Massachusetts right now, so.
That was quite a long time ago.
Yeah. We were young.
Well, you brought back all those memories, all of them beautiful and great, and you're making me recapture my second youth.
You sound the same. You sound exactly.
Imagine what my third youth will be like.
I don't know. It was pretty impressive.
All right, in a sight. Well, what's the subject going to be for next week? You got to think about that, right?
Yeah, we do. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
How about to act when you're discriminated against?
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, what to do? Steps?
Yeah.
That's great.
We will figure it out. Let's let the audience get to be left in suspense.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions. We got two of them, change.org, one on the nursing homes and the one on the service dog schools.
Wow.
Absolutely no law. So, Pidge, when you get a chance, you might want to take a look at those.
I absolutely will. Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, I have...
Put them on your Facebook.
Okay. You have what?
I have trouble with my hands and grabbing things, and also... and I saw one of the posts that you had, I think that you were using an aid for your hands to play the piano. Is this something that could probably help me, something like that, or did you get that custom made?
Well, I can't play anymore. My hands are too weak, but I write music. I write music with Soundtrap. It's an online little studio. So, yeah. I mean, are you talking about... What?
It's online with the studio you work with, right?
It's like a songwriting studio, yeah. But I don't play keys. Oh, we have a caller. We have a couple of minutes. I'm going to take this call.
All right. Intersight Live.
Yeah. This is Intersight. Hello.
He likes to listen. You could put him back on that. If he's not with the question mark, I'd like to listen.
Okay.
We have a listener.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Put it back on. Okay, great. That's
me. All right.
And the is, if you want to get the person.
Yeah, you click the mic. Microphone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
there's one with the PA. You see?
Oh.
Yeah. You click on that. That's the screening room. You put yourself in the screening room when I usually co-host, so I can do that. Frank is busy talking, so I don't do that.
You know, the best thing that can happen here now is that we hear from the congressman. Tomorrow's 2 weeks, and that he's going to do something.
Which congressman?
To Congressman Andrew Guarino of 2nd District here in Long Island. Anybody wants to write to him or get his email, you know, go to the website. He's from the House of Representatives. Tell him that the guide dog schools should be licensed. There's no licensing to train a guide dog in this country.
Really?
No license. Only to raise money. The schools are only licensed to raise money. So, I hope this guy's going to step up and do something about this, because we have nothing. You know, and this is National Guide Dog Month. That's why I stress it, you know. We have about 80,000 names on our petition. Andrew Guarino is the congressman we met with. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. I'm going to wait until after Labor Day, and I'm going to call him.
That's good. Maybe he'll be
So there you have it. People who want to write letters, they're the reason to write.
Mm.
You know, send it to him.
Absolutely.
I wrote to President Biden. Haven't heard anything.
Hmm.
You know, I try to get the former governor to do something. We all know about what direction that went in.
Yeah, he's otherwise occupied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
he's not his father. His father was great, I thought.
Oh, Mario was a great guy.
Yep.
Really nice. Yeah.
Entirely different.
Oh,
I
yeah,
had the
no.
honor of knowing Mario Cuomo. You know. All right, Inner Sight with Frank and Pidgey. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled.
That's right.
And, by the way, tomorrow night, don't forget tomorrow night we got the funnies over here, the comedy Inner Sight Frolics, we call it.
The funnies?
So we'll be here tomorrow night. We're going to have some Laura and Hardy fun. We'll have a skit with Grady and Red Fox, Sanford and Son.
Are you going to...
Tomorrow night.
Are you going to imitate Ralph Crandon? You do a good Ralph Crandon imitation.
Oh.
Don't you? Hey, I thought you did.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
When I love
All right.
Well, we have 3 minutes. We can take the caller, 213-816-1650. Give us a call. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Time
Did
for a quick caller.
But we don't have one. We're waiting.
They'll get me on the air.
Well... It's been a great honor having you on the show tonight and having you to come back every week.
Yeah, I will be here.
You know, and we will. And by the way, I think you did great with the getting used to everything and all that.
I hope
it's the first time you ever did a podcast.
Absolutely. Yep.
Wow.
Yes, you did.
It's fun. It's not really hard.
You like it?
I love it. Yep.
Oh,
that's this good. This is the way to go now, you know? Podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we have a new star is born, Pidgey.
We
on
born.
On the Inner Sight. Podcast.
Reborn. Yes. Oh,
sorry.
And of course, when the album comes out, we'll be featuring a song every week or every night.
I'll be yours.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It just said
right.
90 seconds. I don't know if that was on the air, but it said 90 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it did?
90. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Eastern.
I want to thank all our listeners, co-host, engineer, Pidge, Suzanne over there in the background. And
you're welcome. Anything?
All who believe in freedom and liberation of all people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inner Sight. We fight for the rights of all, because anybody
right.
can become disabled tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then you'd be in the same kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fighting for your rights too.
So tune in tomorrow for a great episode, The Inner Sight Follies.
All right.
Yes, I'm
don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. And
uh-huh.
Out right. here on Long Island, Thursday night.
Okay.
Channel 20. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
In a sight. Good night, everybody.